This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Thursday, the 12th of May. The Prime Minister says the Northern Ireland Protocol must be fixed, as it cannot be accepted by unionists. The leader of the DUP, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, has said he will not be taking up his seat in Northern Ireland Assembly. His party is refusing to enter into a power-sharing agreement with Sinn Féin until their concerns over the protocol are addressed. The Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss, has warned that the UK could have no choice but to take unilateral action unless the EU was more flexible in talks. But the European Commission's Vice President, Maro Sefcovic, has said it's the UK that's failed to compromise.
We have always sought practical and durable solutions to legitimate issues raised by people and businesses in Northern Ireland. These ideas are unprecedented, and they are a testament to the EU's commitment to certainty and predictability in Northern Ireland. And our UK counterparts have, however, not met us halfway.
Downing Street has confirmed that talks will continue. Boris Johnson claims the government will be doing more in the short term to address the cost of living crisis. But speaking in Stoke-on-Trent, he refused to be drawn on the details.
In July, there is going to be the tax cut for everybody on, or 70% of people on national insurance. That's probably worth about £330. You've already seen the cuts in council tax. We will do things to help people in the short term, of course. And I'm not going to anticipate anything more that we may do.
The Prime Minister says a strong job-led recovery will help the UK's economy from shrinking after it grew by only 0.8% in the first 3 months of the year. The UN Refugee Agency says more than 6 million Ukrainians have now fled the country since the start of the conflict. The latest UK figures show that around 132,900 visa applications have been received, with 102,300 having been issued to Ukrainian refugees. The former SNP MP Natalie McGarry has been found guilty of embezzling almost £25,000 two pro-independence groups. That follows a trial at the Glasgow Sheriff Court. McGarry represented Glasgow East between 2015 and 2017. And Moscow has condemned Finland's intention to join NATO, as the country's president and prime minister said the application process should begin without delay. The Kremlin described the move as a direct threat to Russia. It would mark an end to decades of Finland taking a non-aligned status. Heidi Hautala is the Vice President of the European Parliament and a Finnish MEP for the Green Party.
We have a neighbour that doesn't respect any borders, does not feel limits in its aggressions. So the 24th of February was a real, I would say, a final wake-up call. We could have seen this before, but I would say that very few people really believed that Russia would make a fully-fledged attack against a neighbouring country.
And you can get more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.